Let us humble our hearts before Almighty Yahweh's throne of grace. Father Yahweh, we humbly bow our hearts before you, thanking and praising your name for giving us this opportunity to again come before you to give offer of praise and thanks to you, Father, because truly you are the true source. You are the one that we must link to be able to have eternal life. So help us, Father, to overcome this world and Satan the devil as we are connected to you, the source of all life, the source of all power. Father, we love you and we thank you for the great sacrifice of your son, Yahshua the Messiah. We ask, Father, for your blessing, not only on this service, but on all of your people throughout the world who've gathered together to give honor and glory to you. Father, we love you and thank you. Because truly, it's only through you and through the shed blood of your son, Yahshua the Messiah, that we have an opportunity at life everlasting. Help us to grow in your grace and knowledge, Father, and be reconnected to you, the source of all life, the power, Father, through your Holy Spirit that you've given us through the shed blood of your son, Yahshua the Messiah. Keep us connected and help us, Father, to overcome this world and Satan the devil, as we seek to do that which is right in your sight. We love you and we thank you and we ask again, Father, that you would bless all those that have a petition before you on the prayer list, that you would hear their prayers and that you would respond, Father, and heal them according to your will and render to them the things that they have need of, whether it's a job, whether it's food, clothing, shelter, whatever their need is, Father. We ask that you would hear and respond because we know that you are the giver of good gifts and that you can do all things. So we thank you again, Father, giving glory to your holy name and asking that you would accept our humble prayer as we come before you seeking this blessing. So open our hearts and minds that we might receive the implanted words you prepared this day. In Yahshua's name we pray. Hallelujah. I've entitled this message, Connected to the Source, Part 2. Last week we started, and in our busy smartphone society, we seem to be busier than ever before. We spend more time on our phones than with our children. We can be in a room full of people, and even the youngest child there with a phone will be on it. What has happened to our society that our phone apps and games become more important than talking with people, the people we love? Dr. Richard Swenson wrote a book entitled Margin. And margin refers to the space on the edge of the page where there is no text. I'm going to read a little quote from the book. It says, Dr. Richard Swenson has written a wonderful book called Margin. Margin refers to the space on the edge of a page where there is no text. The page you're reading has margins on the top, bottom, and the sides. If words stretch from the top to bottom and to both edges, there would be no margin. And Swenson believes our lives are like that. We add so much to our schedules that we have no margin, no space for leisure and rest, and family, and Yahweh, and health. I'm going to drop down because he gives a lot of examples. But one of the examples I want to read. He says, the conditions of modern-day living devour margin. Marginless is being 30 minutes late to the doctor's office because you were 20 minutes late out of the hairdresser's because you were 10 minutes late dropping the children off at school because the car ran out of gas two blocks from the gas station and you forgot your purse. Margin, on the other hand, is having breath at the top of the staircase, money left at the end of the month, and sanity left at the end of adolescence. Marginless is the baby crying and the phone ringing at the same time. Margin is grandma taking the baby for the afternoon. Marginless is being asked to carry a load 5 pounds heavier than you can lift. Margin is a friend to carry half the burden. Marginless is not having time to finish the book you're reading on stress. Margin is having the time to read it twice. It says, I think just about everyone I know can relate to this. We live in a culture that rewards busyness and overextension as signs of importance. And I think that's what this cell phone society is. It's a sign of importance that you have someone that needs to get to you, that needs to talk to you, that you have to be in constant communication with. I was talking to my doctor the other day. And he has children who are into this, and he's saying they can be in the same room and they're texting one another instead of talking. And I said, yeah, isn't that amazing? People don't communicate anymore the old-fashioned way by talking to each other. They prefer to text. And I know this is a problem with people driving and texting, whereas though it's easy with your hands-free, you can talk on your cell phone. And I was talking to my son, and he says, well, just you can get that app where you can talk and it'll text. I said, well, what was wrong with just calling? It's easier. I have Bluetooth. I can talk to you on my cell phone. I can't text and drive. I'm not going to try it. It can be fatal. And I know there are a lot of laws against it today in our society. And too many people are falling victim to it. The doctor, when I was talking to him about it, said there was a young, I believe it was a Japanese girl, who was texting and walking and fell into a hole 20 feet. Didn't kill herself, but she hurt herself because she was so busy texting, she didn't see where she was going. And she wasn't driving. She's walking. Okay? Swenson discovered marginlessness in the lives of his patients before he recognized it in himself. He is a medical doctor who began noticing all sorts of health hazards that were caused by stress. Stress, he discovered, came from overextension, so he started telling his patients to slow down and eliminate unnecessary things from their lives. Then he examined his own life and discovered that he was in the same condition. Okay? He realized that by working 80 hour weeks, he was compromising his health, his family time, and his relationship with the Almighty. Then it hit him. Those are the three of the most precious resources. So he decided to cut his practice in half, which meant cutting his income in half. It wasn't easy, but according to Swenson, it was the best decision he ever made, because what he did is he created margin, put margin back in his life. He gave himself more time for the Almighty. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, we're going to start in verse 1. Genesis 2, verse 1. It says, and the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, Elohim finished his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because in it he rested from all his work which Elohim had created and made. Yahweh gave us the Sabbath to teach us to rest. This is rest beyond our normal 8 hours of sleep each night. This is a spiritual rest to take our minds off our work. Okay? Now let's go back to Genesis chapter 2. We'll start in verse 4. These are the generation of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that Yahweh Elohim made earth and heaven. And no plant of the field was yet in the earth, and no herb of the field had yet sprung up, for Yahweh Elohim had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And Yahweh Elohim formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And Yahweh Elohim planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made Yahweh Elohim to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the middle of the garden, and the tree of knowing good and knowing evil. He gave those trees for, not the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but he gave the tree of life and all these other trees that were there to feed Adam and Eve. Food was readily available from the trees of the garden, as we see here. It wasn't difficult to eat. In Genesis 3:16, after the trust was broken, after the sin was committed, after Adam and Eve disobeyed, Genesis 3:16-19, it says, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your pain and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you. And unto Adam he said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it, cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil shall you eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face shall you eat bread, till you return unto the ground, for out of it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust shall you return. It became a struggle for man to survive because he broke the connection from the source, Yahweh. After making that disconnection, it became a struggle to survive. It was easy prior to that. All he had to do was eat that fruit in the garden. It was there. It was readily available. See? But we make things difficult on ourselves when we are disconnected from the source, Almighty Yahweh. Turn to Isaiah chapter 58. We're going to start in verse 1. Isaiah 58. It says, cry aloud and spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet and declare to my people their sins, their transgression, and to the house of Jacob, to Israel, their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as the nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their Elohim. They ask of me righteous judgment, They delight to draw near to Elohim. Why have we fasted, say they? And you see not. Why have we afflicted our soul and you take no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, you find your own pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, you fast for strife and contention and to strike with the fists of wickedness. You fast not this day so as to make your voice to be heard on high. So our worship, is it for Yahweh or is it for ourselves? He's given us the Sabbath so that we can rest spiritually. In verse 5, it says, is such the fast that I have chosen the day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a rush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast, an acceptable day to Yahweh? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the bands of the yoke, and to let the oppressed go free, that you break every yoke? Is it not to deal your bread to the hungry and that you bring the poor that are cast out to your house? When you see the naked, that you cover him and that you hide not yourself from your own flesh, then shall your light break forth as the morning and your healing shall spring forth speedily and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of Yahweh shall be your rear guard. Then shall you call and Yahweh will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am. If you take away from the middle of you the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking wickedly. See, I started this about speech, about the words that are being used. Because in our words we have life and death. We have life and death in the power of the tongue. How do we speak to one another, brethren? Are we using those words that Yahweh has given us to build each other up? Or are we tearing people down? Think about what you say, how you use your words. Verse 10, and if you draw out your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall your light rise in darkness, and your obscurity be as the noonday. And Yahweh will guide you continually, and satisfy your soul in dry places, and make strong your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose leaf, whose waters fail not. You're going to receive the things that you have need of on a daily basis without the struggle. See? But you have to be willing to feed the hungry. You have to be willing to clothe the naked. You have to be willing to do the thing that Yahweh wants you to do for those that you see. Remember, we talk about, you know, those who say they love Yahweh, but they hate their brother. And they can't. If they have any problems with their brother who they see, they don't even know Yahweh. You know, it's sad that people can walk around and say that they're in a relationship with the Almighty, they're connected to the source, yet they have a problem with their brother. They have a problem with some other human being, which can't be. We have to overcome because we're supposed to love even our enemy. Verse 11, it says, and Yahweh will guide you continually, and satisfy your soul in dry places, and make strong your bones, and you will be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters fail not. You're going to have the things that you have need of, okay? Because he's going to provide them for you. And you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the paths to dwell in. Now, our ministry in these last days is the Eliyahu ministry. We're supposed to be preaching as a forerunner for Yahshua the Messiah, letting the world know that Yahshua is coming soon. Okay? But we still have to do the works of the Messiah as well. We have to show that love one toward another. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, and the holy of Yahweh honorable, and shall honor it, not doing your own ways. That means not being caught up on your cell phone, not being caught up playing games on your cell phone. You're giving this day to Yahweh. You're showing Yahweh that the Sabbath is a delight and it's holy. Not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. It goes back to those words again. How often are we using the words of the world? Remember, Satan is the one in Genesis chapter 3 that interjected and told that lie, that dying you shall not die. And see, it's his word that we're speaking. Okay? What we're going to do as we think about the words that we have to use Yahweh's words. This is a Sabbath day. This is a special day that sets us apart from the rest of the world. It says, then shall you delight yourself in Yahweh, and I will make you to ride upon the high places of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob, Israel, your father, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. We'll start in verse 1. It says, my son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace will they add to you. See? What happened to Israel? They stopped keeping the Sabbath. They stopped keeping the feast days. They stopped keeping the commandments of Almighty Yahweh and started Baal worship. They wanted to be like their neighbors. And that's something that we cannot afford to do, brethren. We can't get involved and try to keep up with the Joneses and be like the people of the world. Yahweh has chosen us for a specific purpose. And that's what we need to find out, what our purpose is. Verse 3, it says, let not kindness and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of Elohim, in the sight of Yahweh and man. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean on your own understanding. Adam and Eve leaned on their own understanding after the influence of Satan the devil. But we can't do that, brethren. We have to trust in Yahweh. We can't break that trust. See? Yahshua's blood has cleansed our sin. So we're new. We're a new creature. And if we trust in Yahweh with all our heart and lean not upon our own understanding, it says, in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. He's the one that's going to guide us. He's the one that's going to direct us to the kingdom. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. See? Adam and Eve went towards evil. They had to know. They had to know, what is this that he's keeping from us? And they were listening to Satan as he was whispering in their ear. You know? There's obviously something to this. He doesn't want you to know about this knowledge of good and evil. See? That's why he don't want you to eat from that tree. But guess what? If they didn't know evil, if we didn't know evil, think of where we would be, brother. Think of the blessings that we would have. And we have to overcome because of that sin. But we have overcome through the blood of Yahshua the Messiah. It says in verse 8, it will be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Honor Yahweh with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. That's hard for a lot of people to do. And I don't understand why, because he is the one that's given us everything. So why is it hard to give the first fruits back to him? If we're going to be first fruits, if we want to be the 144,000, we should be willing to understand the principles involved here. And these are principles. These are spiritual principles that Yahweh is showing us. Okay? He's showing us if we tithe, if we give that 10%, which is holy to him, if we give that, he will bless us. He's not asking for a lot. Of course, again, with our time, we're in the Sabbath. Honor Yahweh with your substance and with the first fruits of your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your vat shall overflow with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of Yahweh, neither be weary of his reproof. For whom Yahweh loves, he corrects. And that's what we want. We want that correction, brother. We want him to guide us continually, even as a father, the son in whom he delights. And sometimes it becomes difficult to delight in your children if they're not walking in the right way. But we still have to love them. And you know what? That's what we're commanded to do. It can be difficult. But guess what? We can do it. We have that ability. Yahweh has given us that ability. Because if we're connected to the source, if we're there with Yahweh, he's going to take us through the tough times, and he's going to take us through it. We will overcome it. We will be able to get through it without the problem. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Yahweh will deliver you out of them all. And if we believe him, which we should, we have to rest and trust and be assured that this is going to happen. Psalm chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of Yahweh, and on his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like the tree planted by the streams of water, which means they're getting their source. They're getting fed on a regular basis, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also does not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. And that's what's going to happen with Yahweh's people. Whatever they do will prosper, because they're going to be like this tree planted by the streams of water. They're getting their nourishment. They're connected to the source, brethren. And that's what we have to be. The wicked are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked shall not stand in the judgment, which is soon to come, brethren, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Yahweh knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish. And I'm telling you, it's going to happen soon. The way of the wicked shall perish. Our lives are stretched to the max, trying to get every minute filled. We sleep less. We're rushing everywhere, being late often because we cram too much in our lives with our relationship with Yahweh. Suffers. You remember the old song, the one I just sang. Take time to be holy. Speak often with thy King. Abide in him always, his praises to sing. Make friends of Yah's children and help those who are weak, forgetting in nothing his blessings to seek. Trust me. How do we spell love, brethren? You know how you spell love? T-I-M-E. It's time. When you spend time with Yahweh, you're showing him that you love him. Time with your families, you're showing them that you love them. Time with your brethren, time with your children, time with the homeless, the needy, those in prison, in the hospital, and yourself. You got to spend time with yourself. Time, just solitude, by yourself, making you closer to Yahweh. You can begin to see Yahweh all around you once you've done these things. Matthew chapter 25. Remember, this is connected to the source, part two. And that source is Yahweh that we're connected to. Matthew 25. We're going to start in verse 31. But when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the angels with him, then shall he sit on the throne of his glory, and stand before him shall be gathered all the nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say to them on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. And I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then shall the righteous answer, saying, Sovereign, when did we see you hungry and fed you, or athirst and gave you to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and took you in, or naked and clothed you? And when did we see you sick and in prison and came to you? And the king shall answer and say to them, truly I say to you, since you did it to one of these my brethren, even these least, you did it to me. Then shall he say also to them that are on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire which is prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you did not give me to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer, saying, Sovereign, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then shall he answer them, saying, truly I say to you, since you did it not to one of these least, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. And this is what we're seeking, brethren. We're seeking to be connected to the source, Almighty Yahweh, forever. How much time do you give Almighty Yahweh, the source of our life? Most people don't even give him the Sabbath. They're so busy playing games or still thinking of what they're going to do to or for themselves right after the Sabbath or next week. Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. I'm going to start in verse 15. Yeah, Luke 12, verse 15. I'm sorry, I went to the wrong book. it says, and he said to them, take heed and keep yourselves from all covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. And I think that's a curse for us in America, because too often we're worried about things. See? And he spoke a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he reasoned within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have not where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns, and I will build greater. And there will I bestow all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have much goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, be merry. But Yahweh said to him, you foolish one, this night is your soul required of you, and the things which you have prepared, whose shall they be? So is he that lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward Elohim. Are we rich toward the source, brethren, towards Yahweh? Are we doing the right things in our lives? If we have this abundance, are we sharing them with the people that have the need? Are we trying to build greater bonds? We want to be rich toward Yahweh. Therefore, keep the Sabbath holy until the end. Don't look for ways around it. Be patient, and Yahweh will bless you with much more than you need so that you can share with those who have little. Our blessings are from Yahweh for us to share and not to hoard. See? Again, connected to the source. One of the things we need to do is we need to slow down. Slowing down is the way our soul works. Robert Barron says the deepest part of the soul likes to go slow, since it seeks to savor rather than to accomplish. It wants to rest in and contemplate in the good rather than hurry off to another place. We all need to slow down, savor, rest, and contemplate. Slowing down the pace of our lives means eliminating hurry and limiting the demands and activities in our lives. Then we are more likely to take delight in our lives and make room for Yahweh. When we become more quiet is when we can hear Almighty Yahweh speaking to us through his word. Micah chapter 4. We're going to start in verse 1 of Micah chapter 4. It says, but in the latter days it shall come to pass that the mountain of Yahweh's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow to it. And many nations shall go and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh and to the house of the Elohim of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem, and he will judge between many peoples, will decide concerning strong nations afar off, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it. What do you think they're going to be doing sitting under that vine and fig tree? They're not going to be rushing. They're not going to probably be playing on their cell phone. They'll probably be relaxing. They'll probably be contemplating the word of Yahweh. It says, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of Yahweh of hosts has spoken it. For all the peoples walk, every one, in the name of his mighty one. And we will walk in the name of Yahweh, Elohim, forever and ever. Ezekiel chapter 47. Ezekiel chapter 47, and we'll start in verse 6. And he said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the bank of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, upon the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said he to me, these waters issue forth toward the eastern region and shall go down to the Arabah. And they go toward the sea, and into the sea shall the waters go, which were made to issue forth. And the waters shall be healed, and it shall come to pass that every living creature that swarms in every place where the rivers come shall live, and there shall be a very great multitude of fish, for these waters have come there, and the waters of the sea shall be healed. And everything shall live wherever the river comes. Now, this is after the tribulation, after the waters were turned to blood and the things, the living things were killed. They died. It says, and it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand by it from En-Gedi even to En-Galim. Shall be a place for the spreading of nets. Their fish shall be after their kind, as the fish of the great sea, very many. But the miry places of it and the marshes of it shall not be healed. They shall be given up to salt. And by the river upon the bank of it, on the side, on this side and on that side, shall grow every tree for food, whose leaf shall not wither, neither shall the fruit of it fail. It shall bring forth fruit every month, because the waters of it issue out of the sanctuary, and the fruit of it shall be for food, and the leaf of it for healing. So you're not going to have to struggle by the sweat of your brow to earn food, to grow food. See? Yahweh is going to bless you with it, like it was in the garden. After we are reconnected to the source, brethren, there's not going to be a struggle again for food. Revelation chapter 22, verse 1. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb, in the middle of the street. And on this side of the river and on that was the tree of life, bearing 12 manner of fruits, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. And there shall be no curse anymore. And the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. And there shall be night no more. And they need no light of lamp, neither light of sun. For Yahweh Elohim shall give them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Almighty Yahweh is going to reconnect his people. Those that are making the changes in their lives, those that want to be connected to the source, those that want to overcome and to slow down and quiet their lives. Because you see, the world is rushing back and forth like madmen. They're constantly on their phone. They're constantly being bombarded with busyness. It's almost become a sickness. Like you have to be busy. You have to be in communication at all times with all people. And that's not necessary, brethren. It's time for us to step back. Be reconnected to the source so that Almighty Yahweh can teach us, so that he can bless us. Turn to Isaiah chapter 65. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 13. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, behold, my servants shall eat, and you shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, and you shall be put to shame. Behold, my servants shall sing for joy of heart, but you shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall wail for vexation of spirit. And you shall leave your name for a curse to my chosen. And the sovereign Yahweh will kill you, and he will call his servants by another name, so that he who blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in the Elohim of truth, and he that swears in the earth shall swear by the Elohim of truth. Because the former troubles are forgotten, because they are hid from my eyes. Behold, I create new heaven and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. And there shall be heard and heard no more the voice of weeping and the voice of crying. There shall be no more there an infant of days, nor an old man that has not filled his day. For the shall die 100 years old, and the sinner being 100 years old shall be cursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree shall be the days of my people. And we know that an olive tree lives for 1,000 years in Israel. And my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth calamity, for they are the seed of the blessed of Yahweh, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. And dust shall be the serpent's food, just like he told the serpent in Genesis, in chapter 3, that the dust would be his food. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountains, says Yahweh. Almighty Yahweh wants us, his people, to be reconnected, connected to the source, so that we can enjoy the blessing that this earth has to offer. He wants us to slow down so that we can be reconnected, so that we can hear his voice, so we would understand what he wants us to do, so that we can walk in his path and receive the blessing from on high. Brethren, we need to get reconnected to the source. We need to cut off Satan and not listen to his whispering and him telling us things that will take us away from Almighty Yahweh. We have to show Yahweh we love him by giving him the definition. How do you spell love? T-I-M-E. By giving him his time. Same thing for our families and our children. We need to give them time. Think about how busy we are in our lives and how much time we don't give because we're too busy chasing a dollar or doing this or doing that. Our priorities have to be Yahweh first, and our families come right along with that. He's given us the prerequisites for what we're supposed to do. For us to be in that kingdom, what's going to happen? We'll be able to sit under our vine and our fig tree. We'll be able to enjoy him and enjoy his people, our families. So, brethren, each one of us must get reconnected to the source We need to do the things necessary right now to get closer to Yahweh so that we can be in that kingdom which is soon to come. May Almighty Yahweh bless you as you continue to serve Him and worship Him. Now, I'm going to offer a closing prayer, so if you'd all rise at this time. Almighty Yahweh, Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the blessings from on high, for reconnecting us, Father, through your word to you. Help us, Father, as this world and Satan the devil tries to bombard us and overcome us, help us to slow it down, just to take a step back, to do maybe with a little less so that we can spend more time with you and with our family, so that we can have a better quality of life as we seek your kingdom, Father. Truly we know that we have but a short time. And we thank you, Father, for the great sacrifice of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah. It's only through his holy name that we have this opportunity. Father, you've called us out of this world. And we ask, Father, that we would be able to share this message with many throughout the world, that we would be able to lift you up and people would praise your holy name as they come in contact with your people. We love you and we thank you for the great sacrifice of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah. And it's truly, Father, in his holy name that we come before you at this time, seeking a blessing and seeking to be reconnected to you. In Yahshua's name we pray. Hallelujah. For our closing song, we're going to sing number 45.